It's early evening, immediately after the close of our last episode, when J.T. Dougherty leaned back in his specially reinforced swivel chair, and then, after a moment of concentration, gave the order for Gordon Weber's death. As you know, Gus Jansen was named Gordy's executioner, and Gus is happy. But Gus has a problem. Gordy dead can cause trouble. The police will look and may keep looking for Gordy's killer. So Gus needs a fall guy, someone to take the rap for him. How do you think Gus Jansen's clever brain will solve his problem? Well, let's listen as Gus Jansen enters the nightclub cocktail lounge.
Hello, Gordy.
Gus! Oh, where's the redhead? I thought you were having dinner with Kate.
I sent Miss Beekman home.
Why?
I sent her home because she doesn't want to work for you.
What makes you think so?
She told me.
She didn't tell you she wants to quit because her old man don't like me?
That has something to do with it. But mainly she quit because she thinks you're a mean, overbearing, little guy. She thinks you're a jerk, Gordy.
Why, I heard...
Careful. Don't lose your temper.
Yeah, why should I lose my temper? I know what I'm talking about. Her old man is down on me, but not Kate. She likes me.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else. She'll come back.
What will you do? Threaten her?
She'll come back because I... You know, I've been waiting to tell you something, Jansen.
I like it when people tell me things, Gordy.
Yeah, well, you ain't gonna like this. Kate Beekman has always had a soft spot for me. But when J.T. said to let you take over, I did. I kept out of your way. Just in the spirit of cooperation, you understand? Old J.T.'s always treated me okay, so when he asked me something, I try to do it.
What?
Yeah, I'm willing to do J.T. a favor. But this time, I was wrong to let you take over with Beekman. I'm going to get J.T. to change his mind.
Yeah? How?
Well, now, that's a private matter, Jansen. You might call it a secret. Yeah, a secret. It really don't concern you. Not directly. In fact, I think I'll talk to J.T. about it.
You're wrong, Gordy. You won't talk to J.T. now because he took off.
Well, then I'll see him later.
And you're wrong when you say you'll change his mind.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll bet you Kate Beekman's back at work tomorrow.
You think a lot about her, don't you, Gordy?
Oh, Kate? Yeah, now and then.
I don't believe it. You're nuts about her. That's why you tell lies to yourself about her.
You think she likes you?
I know.
Don't make me laugh.
We're very close friends, Gordy.
Yeah?
I'm sure we are. Closer friends all the time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have her to dinner tomorrow night.
You mean you're taking her to dinner?
No, no. She's coming to my apartment.
Ah, she won't. I don't believe it.
Suit yourself. But she'll be there just the same. Now, don't look so surprised. Naturally, she wouldn't come to your place. She wouldn't even walk down the street with you.
I'm telling you, Jansen, don't laugh at me.
Did she ever come to your place?
Well...
Then you try to con me into thinking she likes you.
She does.
Was she ever inside the door of your place?
I didn't ask her.
Because you're an open.
No, she'd be there if I asked.
Yeah.
Look, don't call me a liar, Jansen.
Why not? You are lying. If you aren't, prove it.
Huh?
You made a great big brag. Prove it. I thought so. I'm afraid to ask her. Just a lot of hot air.
Listen, if I want to get her to my place, I could tonight.
Now, beat her over the head?
No, just by picking up the phone and asking her.
Here's $50, says you won't even pick up the phone.
I put up a shut up. Don't push me.
Who's pushing? Those $50? You shot off your mouth. So what about it, Gordy? You're going to cover the better answer. You're going to call her or are you chicken? Which is it?
All right, there's your 50, Mr. Jansen. And 100 more, if you'll take it.
Meanwhile, inside the Beekman apartment.
Hello.
Oh, Ed, Perry Mason.
Oh, hi, Mr. Mason.
Sound good?
Oh, I am. If you want to know the truth, I'm sitting right on top of the world.
Congratulations on your promotion, Ed.
Thanks, Mr. Mason. Means a lot to all of us.
I'm sure. Well, I got you a message asking me to call you.
Oh, yes, sir.
What's on your mind, Ed?
Well, this is a kind of a secret, Mr. Mason, but I'm trying to get a house in the suburbs. Audrey's always wanted to live out of town, so now I got the dough.
Find the place?
Just what Audrey's always wanted, Mr. Mason. She's even got a rose garden, but, well, there's a fly in the ointment. See, the other folks who live there have got the pass on anybody who moves in. Well, when I told them I'm general manager of Nicholas Importing, that makes them happy. But when I tell them I'm on parole...
Oh.
Well, it's okay, Mr. Mason. They're a nice bunch of folks. I don't think they're going to turn me down, but I figured it'll help to have references, so I gave them your name, among others. Is that okay?
Certainly.
Well, I should have asked you first, but I want that place so bad for Audrey.
Oh, I understand. This is a secret.
I'm not going to say one word to Audrey until it goes through.
Well, where's she now?
Oh, the Neighborhood Ladies Society giving her a hen party. And they're not giving it to her as the wife of the general manager of the importing company. They're being nice to Aud because she's Aud.
Huh?
I'm a lucky guy, Mr. Mason. Honest, I'm scared to pinch myself or I'll wake up. I keep telling myself it's all come true, but it's funny. The guy starts watching his step when the brakes start coming his way. You know what I mean?
I think so.
I walk like I'm walking on eggs. He's thinking, if only something don't happen.
Hi.
Oh, Katie just came home. Thanks a lot, Mr. Mason.
Oh, you're welcome, Ed. Say hello to Kate for me.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hi.
In here, Katie. Hey, what are you doing home this time of night?
Aren't you glad to see me?
Oh, you know I am, babe.
Oh, I don't think you are. I think you're angry.
Oh, you do. Well, you just try to make me mad. Go ahead, try.
Well, I think it's going to rain.
Let it rain.
And, I heard the landlord refuses to paint this building.
A mere trifle?
You're not mad yet?
Uh-uh.
Then, I'll tell you this. I quit my job at the nightclub.
You wouldn't kid your old man.
No.
You mean it, Kate?
Yes.
When?
Right now. I've already quit. Are you glad, Pa?
Glad? Honey, yeah, baby. I'm real glad. Look, I'm going to get my coat, and then we'll walk down and tell Mother, okay?
Uh-huh.
She'll start walking home a minute. We'll meet her and tell her, all right?
Of course.
You're not too tired.
No, I haven't been working.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be right back.
All right. Hello?
Hello, Kate? Hey, your phone's been busy for the past 10 minutes.
Mr. Weber.
Yeah, huh? I want to see you.
No.
Now, wait a minute.
I won't see you or talk to you. I don't work for you anymore. I told my father I quit my job.
You tell him you've been working for me?
I told him I quit, and I have. Gus Jansen said... Well, never mind what Mr. Jansen told me, but if you ever phone me again, I will tell Mr. Jansen.
Well, that's just why I want to see you.
What?
To tell you about Mr. Jansen.
Why? What do you mean?
I mean you let that guy pull the wool over your eyes. I mean it, Katie. I'm telling you this for your own good.
I don't believe it.
You mean you don't want to believe it? I can prove Gus Jansen's the worst enemy you ever had.
That's ridiculous.
Well, then why don't you let me prove it? Look, run over to my place a minute. I'm in the Graydon apartment building, D Street, just off Palm. I'll prove things about Jansen.
I'm not going to...
And about your old man.
Huh?
Yeah. You think he's going great, huh? General manager of Nicholas Importing Company.
How did you know?
Never mind, I know. And I know something else. Something your old man would give a IT to know.
About Pa?
Yeah. Now you beat it over to my place. I'll be waiting for you.
I'm not going to. I'm going to hang up.
What's the matter, Kate? You scared to learn the truth about Gus Jansen, huh? You scared to hear what I can tell you about your old man, is that it? Well, if you are, then maybe you better hang up.
Well, you know why Gus Jansen needled Gordy Weber. You know why Gus wants Kate Beekman to go to Gordy's apartment. So you also know Kate Beekman is about to make the decision which will affect her entire life. What do you think the bewildered girl will do? We'll learn tomorrow. So by all means, join us, won't you?